Well, welcome to Who's Going to Win for week two of the high school football season. Jim Field, along with three-fourths of the gang here this week. Matt Mullinex apparently had something much more important to attend to than spending a little bit of time with us. But Doug Leonard is here. Thank you.
I'm twice the man that Matt is anyway, so
we already
I'll
knew
fill
that.
In for him.
And Chris Parks is here as well.
Yep, I'm always along for the ride.
There are two of the three guys that are tied for first place after our first week of activity here on our program. Let's look back at what we did last week as we get started here, this program here this week. We want to thank also the Nishna Valley Credit Union and Ag Business Associates, our sponsors for our program here again this week. Last week, everybody went 7-1, except me. I went 6-2, so that's kind of how the standings are right now. We all had Exira EHK to beat Boyer Valley. Good thing, because it was a 70-14 win for the Spartans. We all had Cam beating River Valley, and they did, 74-42. Riverside and Audubon, we split that pick, and Audubon picked up a 32-7 home victory. Doug and Matt got that one right. AHST and Tri-Center tangled. It was all Tri-Center 53-14, and we all had Tri-Center, so that's a winner there. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 27-21, and that was a winner for Chris and I. Denison and Harlan, it was Harlan 21-0. I had a limb pick with Denison. That was dumb. St. Albert beat Griswold 41-7. We all got that right, and we all finished off with an Atlantic pick, which is a good thing, as the Trojans dominated 48-7 over Clarinda. So 7-1 for Doug and Matt and Chris, and I'm 6-2 heading into week number two here of our program. We'll take a look at our week two picks as we get things started right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win, let's take a look at our picks this week. We put eight games on the list each week, and we try to figure out who's going to win. That's why we call it that. This week's we got a couple of eight-man games on the list to start out with. The first one is Woodbine at Exira EHK. Now, do we let Matt go first on all these or last on all of these? He did give me his picks, even though he's not here this week.
Might as well make him first, then.
Should we put him first?
All at right. least for this one, with his alma mater.
Yeah. We'll make him lead. Yeah, Matt is a mighty Woodbine Tiger graduate. I'm sure the most famous graduate in Woodbine history. He'll let us know that, I'm sure, at some point. He actually picks Exira EHK.
Oh.
And he gave me a little write-up here on each of these, too. He says, hate to go against the Tigers, but my goals come first, and that's to bring the trophy back to my office.
That's kind of selfish.
It really is.
Yeah.
Coach many of the Exira EHK players in junior football and know they are winners. So Matt is going to take the mighty Spartans of Exira EHK with his first pick here on this week's show.
By extension, does that mean that his alma mater and the players that, you know, are there now are losers at Woodbine? Or I would hope he wouldn't be implying that.
What kind of a legacy does a guy leave?
He's never going to be welcome back. Huh?
They're going to take that sign down outside of town that,
I know.
Welcome to Matt Mullenix's country. Don't look real hard for that sign, by the way.
It's already in flames.
All right. Chris, what do you like in this one?
I'm going to go with the Spartans, too. I got to agree with him here. It was a pretty impressive opening week victory for Exira EHK. I think they've got a number of good young players, like we talked about last week, that are continuing to get better. They've kind of switched things around a little bit. They've got a young sophomore in Drew Peppers that's running the quarterback spot for him right now, and it seems to be working out pretty well. I think they've got a good chance to have a really good season overall, and I think they do have much more talent than Woodbine, so I'm going to go with the Spartans.
Okay, that's two. Doug, how do you like this one?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they've adapted well, switching to eight-man football, coming down from 11-man. The talent up there, like you have all said, is looks pretty good. So, you know, Woodbine had a nice victory against West Harrison. I would guess that, you know, they're comparable to Boyer Valley, but being at home, and I guess I've got to choose Exira.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make this a unanimous selection across the board. I like Exira EHK as well, for all the reasons you guys mentioned. I like their athleticism. They really do. You know, it's a pretty good mix this year with the Exira and EHK kids coming together like that. I mean, it was good last year, and it's really good this year. I was afraid coming into the season that losing Spencer Smith, because so much was on his shoulders last year, carrying the load, that would really have an effect on them. But they have such a good supporting cast around them that even though they're trying to figure out, you know, where those carries are going to come from, they don't have to come from just one kid. You know, all those carries that Spencer Smith had, all those things that he did, can be spread around amongst a bunch of kids. And I really like that. I think they're going to have a nice season this year, and they're a top 10 rated team already, and I like them to stay there too. So across the board, everybody likes Exira EHK to beat Woodbine, including Woodbine alum Matt Mullinex. Wow.
Mark it down.
By the way, Matt, they just called. They want their letter back. All right, game two. Sydney is on the road at Villisca. Here's a couple of teams sitting 1-0 on the season coming into week number two. Do we let Matt have first go at this one or not?
I'd let the defending champ do it.
Okay. Chris, what do you got? Doug has made his decision.
I can handle that. He's the executive decision maker. Okay. This is an interesting game because, you know, Villisca did pick up a win last week, which is something they haven't done in an awful long time. There was a 14-game losing streak prior to that. They also beat Stanton for the first time in 21 years, so it's a pretty good feeling they have. Their coach, I read in their article today that, you know, he kind of had the feeling that they really wanted to win that game and they were going to do it. But Sydney is always one of those teams in that conference in every sport that's just tough. They just play hard. And they've got their quarterback back from last year that was quite a key cog of their offense. So even going on the road, I still think Villisca's got a ways to come yet. So I'm going to go with the Cowboys in Sydney.
Okay, that's one. Doug, what do you like?
Well, you know, Villisca, as you said, Chris, got that monkey off their back with the losing streak, and I know they really appreciated that. You know, some of the things at that game, though, kind of stand out against Stanton, which is a good victory for them, but they did give up over 300 yards rushing to Stanton, and, you know, that's tough when your defense gives up that many yards on the ground. An eight-man football, and you know, Sydney kind of overwhelmed Nishnabotna 50-8. Don't know what that says really, but I think I'll take the road team. I'm gonna go with Sydney.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm gonna make it Sydney also for my pick too. The Cowboys have a little bit more recent success, and they've as Chris mentioned too, he documented that already, they do have some pretty good players coming back in some key positions and things, and I just like the fact that they've had that recent success too. The last couple of years have been decent years for them. So Villisca, this is their final hurrah. This is the last go around for them before they join up with programs with Corning. So they're going to try to do the best they can here tonight, but I like Sydney on the road here. It's not unanimous, however. Matt Mullinex is taking Villisca. He likes the Jays. He said big win last week, and he likes the Jays to continue this week. So we're not going to make this one unanimous. Matt will take Villisca. Okay, that's two games in the book. We'll take a short time out. Be back with more for you here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking. And it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at NishnaValley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win as we continue our program this week. Not laughing at Matt, we're laughing with him, right?
Right.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Game three, Griswold on the road at Nottoway Valley here this week. Doug, first crack at it, what do you like?
Well, you know, Griswold's coming off a tough loss to St. Albert. I think that's the loss was to be expected probably. St. Albert's is a talented squad. You know, they've got some talent at Griswold, obviously, and a very good rushing team. Nottoway Valley is 0-1, you know, and they dropped a tough one to Mount Air. Mount Air is generally a good squad, too. But I think Griswold's going to rebound on the road, and I'll give the Tigers a win.
Okay, one for Griswold. I'm going to make it two for Griswold. We had a chance to see them last week, and less than impressed with the offensive effort. Well, I should say that. Not so much with the effort. I think the effort was there. It just didn't. Well, they played a team that overmatched them. I mean, St. Albert's a very, very good football team. But they just didn't seem to be able to sustain anything. And every time they had something going on, you know, third and short or fourth and short, they go for it and they throw a little jump pass interception. I mean, it just seemed like they were doomed every time they tried to do something and got out of their comfort zone a little bit. So you know, there's going to be a lot of, I think, progress with that offense here from 1 week to the next week. And Nottoway Valley is a good place for them to bounce back with, I think, too. They've got a nice rivalry going with them over the last few years. And it's not as devastating a road trip as it could be if they were going someplace like St. Albert, for example. So, yeah, I kind of like Griswold's chances here this week. Matt's going to take Griswold as well. Matt says it's a bounce back win this week for the Tigers. So that leaves Chris. What do you like?
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and make a clean sweep. I do think this will be kind of one of those maybe a little bit tighter games than one might expect. Nottoway Valley does have the Bodler kid back at the quarterback position, who's a very good athlete for them. And, you know, they've had some success in other sports as well, so they do have kids that down there that know how to be competitive. But, yeah, Griswold, it was hard to get a read on them last week, like you said, because they're playing just such a good team, and it's such a swarming defense that on offensively they couldn't get anything going at all. I think they have different pieces, and they showed flashes of that with different kids that could be able to carry the ball well for them, which, you know, they like to keep it on the ground. So I think that they'll be able to bounce back, get a little bit more of that going, and gain some confidence and get the win on the road.
Okay, well, that makes it unanimous. Everybody likes Griswold across the board here over Nottoway Valley. A couple of teams trying to scratch out that first win of the season here. Let's go to game four as we reach the halfway point here on our show. Audubon on the road at AHST here this week. I guess I get that one first. Wheeler's picked up a win last week. For a couple of us, we were kind of surprised. Riverside came in with some returning players. Ricky Williams, the big kid on the line, back after an injury last year, took him out midway through that football season. And we were kind of expecting that to be a Riverside game. But Audubon took it to him last week. They get AHST this week, so they're going to stay back in the Western Iowa Conference with one of their conference opponents from other sports. It's a road game for Audubon. I like their chances in this one, though. AHST right now seems to have a lot of questions, and I'm not sure that they're getting a lot of answers at this point. And they're going to face a tough schedule here throughout the year. This might be one of those seasons that might be difficult. I hate to call it rebuilding, but one of those situations where I think Audubon's just in a better place right now. Matt's going to agree there, too. Audubon had a great win last week, he says. But he says a lot of confidence coming off that win last week for Audubon. Matt says AHST might be in for a long season. So that would mean continuing this week. So I'm going to take Audubon. Matt's taking Audubon. Chris, who are you taking?
I think I'm going to stick with that theme. I'm going to go with the Wheelers here in this one. Obviously, I don't know a ton about them yet because we haven't gotten to see them. They just played that one game. But it sounds like they might have a little bit of something going at the quarterback spot with the sophomore Trevor Smith, who had a pretty good game last week against Riverside. And like you said, I was surprised that the score was that big of a margin against Riverside. I thought it'd be a little bit closer of a game. Audubon, you know, might have a little bit of success here moving forward. And like you said, AHST, they're struggling. They couldn't get anything going last week. I think they ended up mostly with negative yardage in their rushing game last week, and they just really couldn't do anything in that tough game against Tri-Center. But I'll go with Audubon here on the road to pick up the win.
Okay, that's three. Doug?
Well, I'm going to make it unanimous. I think, as you said, Chris, I think Audubon's found a potent weapon there in Trevor Smith. He's a good kid, nice kid. He's tough as a wrestler, and I think he likes the contact, likes to play football. He's a quarterback. He had 270 yards passing and over 70 yards rushing too. So, you know, very potent offense running through Trevor there. And you know, AHST on the other hand, they dropped a tough one to Tri-Center, but they probably look at this game as one of the games that they might have a possibility of winning, because, you know, Audubon historically has had some struggles in football in the last few years. And so if there's a game on the schedule that AHST sees as a possibility of victory, this might be one of them. But I think the Wheelers will take it.
Well, and it's been a while since we've said something like this, too, because the Wheelers have had some kind of vanilla years here recently. But, you know, they got to not look ahead either. They've got a game next week against a pretty good Madrid team.
Yeah.
Traditionally a strong, strong program, although they lost their first game last week to Des Moines Christian. So they've got to try not to look ahead to that game and look past a team like AHST, too. So should be one of those to watch here this week. We need to take another time out. We'll be back with more here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Let's get back into it here. We go to the second half of our list. Game number 5 on our list this week is IKM Manning on the road at Logan Magnolia. A couple of three traditionally strong programs, IKM and Manning, now, of course, together the last few years. But, boy, those were two real good programs coming together. And Logan Magnolia, of course, having a very strong tradition and some great recent success here, too, under Matt Mullenix's favorite coach. Let's take a look at what we have this week. We have Logan Magnolia at home, and Matt Mullenix gets first pick, and Matt says, "I may be feeling sick." He says, "In the same week, I picked against my alma mater, I'm also choosing our arch enemy, Logan Magnolia." And he writes, "At least I'm not there to officially verbalize it myself."
Yeah, but we read it.
It's on paper.
We did. We did. It is written down.
That looks like his handwriting, too.
It sure does. So Matt is going to take Logan Magnolia here in this game against IKM Manning. Chris, what do you like?
Well, man, if a guy in that position can be sold, and I don't know how that I can go against the other way. This is a tough one to pick for me. I think this is going to be a really good game. Two teams that are ranked really close to each other as well. I think IKM Manning got the better test last week, opening up against a pretty good Oldham Arthur team and able to squeak out a win there in the close game. It sounds like they've got a pretty good thing going on at quarterback as well, with Cody Aishai there doing some good job running the ball as well. So they've got kind of a little bit of a mix. Logan Magnolia, Paul Hudson's the name that stands out on the sheet for you, a guy that's been around for a while. He had 94 yards on just 7 carries last week, so that's a pretty good average. They're just tough at home too. So I think in a good game against with two good teams, I'm going to just give the home team the advantage here and go with Loma.
Okay. That's 2 for Logan Magnolia. Doug, what do you like?
Well, you know, you look at the stats from both of those first games that they played, and they both had over 300 yards rushing. So, you know, it's going to be a contest that's going to be one on the ground, the thing that stood out to me with Loma and their stat, you know, and their game was a little bit more of a blowout against Missouri Valley, 55-7. So they were able to do this a little bit, but they had 330 yards rushing, and it was spread out among 12 different ball carriers. So, you know, they were moving the ball around, which is nice. It gives a little experience for some kids that maybe don't normally get a chance to carry the ball. I think you saw that in the Atlantic Clarinda game, too, having that margin of victory. You know, IKM Manning has the other advantage, though, of having a tight game. You know, they know what it's like to be in a game that's a little bit close and back and forth, and, you know, the victory's in doubt towards the end. So, you know, this is one I see that I might pick up a limb pick here, maybe. No, Jim's shaking his head. Well, I'm still going to take IKM Manning because I don't want to give you a limb pick. But, you know, it's going to be a tough game. I just have this feeling. So, and those usually end up poorly, Jim, so I wouldn't do this if I were you, but I'm going to take IKM Manning.
Yeah, well, I was planning on taking the Wolves walking in here, too, just because I was thinking a limb pick also, and although that didn't work out for me so well last week when I took Denison over Harlan, but yeah, I like the test. You know, I never know what to take away from those kind of games. Missouri Valley, not very strong, and Logan Magnolia really had their way with them, and, you know, how much did the starters play, and how much, you know, you look at the statistics and stuff, how skewed are they? Because, well, the game played out the way it did, you know. I don't know. I like the team that had a little bit more of a challenge there. And I guess Matt Mullenix wrote on the top of his sheet for me this week that this is separation week on our program.
Oh, now we've got names.
The second week of the program.
So I'm trying to separate from the group. That's why I thought I'd get a limb pick. I didn't get one, though. But Doug and I are going to take IKM Manning, and Matt and Chris got Logan Magnolia, so we split this one up a little bit. All right, let's move ahead here. Shenandoah at Riverside. Break up the Mustangs. Yikes. Shenandoah is 1-0. When was the last time they had a winning season going? It's been a while. Chris, you get first go at this one. What do you like?
This isn't a fun game to try to pick. Shenandoah, yeah, the big win, you know, to open up their season. It's been a long time since they've, you know, gotten a win, let alone, you know, had that winning season going for them. But I think they've... you know, starting to try to turn things around. You know, it's always, you got to start somewhere. So they get a win. The only thing is that, you know, they got it against a team that just moved up from eight man, a team that totally has a new identity, East Mills. If you remember Mr. Schaefer throwing the ball over the yard, I looked up the stats from that game. They didn't complete a single pass in that game. So that's a whole new ball game for East Mills, too. So I don't know what to take away from that game. Riverside, you know, they struggled against Audubon, but I think I'm going to give Audubon a little bit more credit for being a tougher team than maybe we expected. So I think that Riverside will be able to bounce back here and get a win against a team that, you know, is historically struggled as well. So I'm just going to give the edge to the home team here.
Okay, that's one for the Dogs. Doug, what do you like?
Well, once I write it down, I can't change it now, can I?
You haven't spoken it yet.
Well, that's true, but gosh, Chris is kind of convincing me here. Maybe that my Shenandoah pick is a bad one, but, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Going on the road early in the year, well, I'm going to take the team that's 1-0. I'm going to take Shenandoah Mustangs.
Okay, that's one for Shenandoah. Darn it, I was going to have a limb pick here. And Chris went and stole my thunder. This is two picks in a row. Somebody stole my thunder. No, I like the Dogs here in this one. I don't know what to think about Shenandoah. And for exactly what Chris just said, I'm going to give more credit to Audubon than I gave them last week. They played well last week. They showed something, and I like that. And I think Riverside had a little tougher test, and it's at home. Riverside's always tough to beat at home. So I'm going to take the Dogs also. And we're going to split this up half and half because Mr. Mullenix says that Shenandoah ended last year well, and they got a decent start last week. He said their offense struggled, but they should be able to move against Riverside. So Matt is taking Shenandoah. So that's a 2-2. We split things up here. All right, just two games left to take a look at here on our program, and we will do that right after you listen to this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and as we approach harvest, you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Our new online banking goes live August 22nd. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back here at Who's Gonna Win? Final two picks coming up here for this second week of the high school football season. Pretty good matchup between two teams that are nowhere near each other in size, but they're in the same town. We got Lewis Central. We got St. Albert. They're both 1-0. They both looked pretty good last week. Doug, who do you like better this week?
Well, if I wasn't going to be up in Carroll tonight watching that game, this would probably be the other game I'd like to watch. I mean, this is, you know, LC's moved into the rankings now and some of the polls in 3A, and they're feeling very good about their squad this year with the Reed kid, and they have some other talent around him too. You know, they probably are smarting a little bit. They lost a fairly close game last year to St. Albert. I think the year before that they kind of got taken to the woodshed then. But, you know, St. Albert, on the other hand, coming off a pretty convincing victory against Griswold. One thing that stood out to me on that game was running back by the name of Finn. He had 65 yards rushing, which isn't an impressive total, but it was on three carries, and he scored two touchdowns with that. So, you know, I think they have some talented kids that can break off some longer runs. Being that it's at St. Albert, I'm gonna give the home team a victory for some reason. But this would be a great game to watch, and I wouldn't be surprised if LC wins.
Well, this is the third in a row I'm shot. I thought I was going to get a limb pick on here. I'm taking the smaller team. I'm taking St. Albert. I watched them last week. We did the game against Griswold. They're a solid team. You know, they probably had the game gets out of hand a little bit. The clock starts rolling. People start sub. St. Albert is so deep. I mean, they can go so many deep at every single position. And defensively is what they really impress you with. They really pursue well. They really get in the backfield on you. Griswold rarely had a lot of time to make decisions once they got back past the line of scrimmage because they rarely got there. I mean, they were having to make their decisions on what they were going to do 4 and 5 yards deep because there was that much pressure all the time. I really like the way St. Albert goes after things, and they've kind of had Lewis Central's number. They're just happy they're not playing them on a Thursday night to start the season for a change. I don't know. I like the Falcons. I'm going to go with St. Albert. Chris? Oh, I'm sorry. Matt goes next, doesn't he? Matt's going to take Lewis Central. He says they're a solid team with high expectations. The quarterback position being versatile has allowed the veteran running backs some openings here, too. So Matt is going to go with Lewis Central. Chris, what are you going to do?
This is a really tough game, once again, to pick, but I am going to split it up. I'm going to go with Lewis Central here. They played last year. It was an awfully close game, a fun game, and I think it's going to be exactly the same this time. Like Doug said, I won't be surprised either way. I was very impressed with St. Albert's defensive pressure. The thing that I think for me in this game that's going to kind of make the decision is the play at the quarterback spot. And Lewis Central, I think, has a distinct advantage there. The Myron kid did okay managing the game last week for St. Albert, but, you know, aside from being a facilitator of really running the ball a lot, I don't know that he's going to be real comfortable yet. So at Lewis Central, they've got, of course, Alex Reed, who's, you know, just a great all-around athlete that's going to do a lot of things, and they can line him up at quarterback if they want. But they've got a sophomore quarterback in Austin Simmons that a lot of people have been pretty impressed with, and they think that he's going to kind of take hold of the reins of that position so that Reed will mostly stay as a tailback, and I like that setup. So I think that Lewis Central just has a little bit of an edge there with the talent in the backfield here in this game to be able to win.
Call me old-fashioned, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of moving kids around during a game. You know, the Reed kid will start at tailback. He'll run some at quarterback. He'll go out as a wideout. I don't know. I guess, like I said, call me old-fashioned. I don't know. That's not necessarily the way football's played anymore.
Fuddy-duddy is what we call you.
Yeah. We're supposed to just gain 3 yards at a time. Quit this gaining 50 once in a while, huh? All right, that's game number 7. Game number 8 is our broadcast game tonight. Atlantic on the road at Carroll. Trojans opening up with a big win at home. against Clarinda have to go on the road this year for the first time to a place where Carroll played last week, which is their home stadium, even though they were the road team last week. But they lost that game, a game that they lost to an arch rival in Kemper Catholic. So they had to get up right away for a ball game. I like Atlantic in this ball game. It's going to be a tough ball game, though. Carroll, I think, is going to settle down some. I believe the first two throws last week by their quarterback were pick sixes. He had three interceptions. They also fumbled the ball away. Four turnovers, never gets it done. Coach figures they were two defensive plays away from basically throwing a shutout last week. He thought their defense played great. Just a couple of missed tackles, go for touchdowns, and that's for a team that gave up 27 points. He thinks they were that close to a shutout. So he was impressed with the way they played. They just need to tighten up some things. So I look for a good test, but I like Atlantic's athleticism here this week. Matt is going to take Atlantic. He says it'll be a tough game. Definitely be up to the defense, as Carroll racked up some big yards last week against Kemper Catholic. And he will say this will see how Atlantic will react after a big win last week. So Matt's going to take Atlantic. Chris, what do you like?
I think this will be a tough game, a tough test. Like you said, Carroll, kind of hurt themselves a little bit in that game last week against Kemper, but that is a good team too, so that might have been forced to some extent. I think the thing that really stands out to me that plays in his advantage for Atlantic is, of course, Atlantic's going to do, I think, a lot of their damage this year through the air, and that's where Kemper had their success with a couple of big plays through the air. So I think that sets up well. It looked like Carroll was really, really stout against the run, and unfortunately that's something that Atlantic maybe didn't look real strong at in the first game of the year. So they're going to need to improve that to help themselves out, but I still think they'll be able to hit those big plays through the air to be able to win this game.
Okay, that's three. Doug?
Well, this is going to be a very interesting game. Being at the Trojan Bowl last Friday night, certainly impressed by Atlantic. They started strong, had a nice return to start the game, and their offense looked potent. I was somewhat concerned with the running. They didn't really run the ball quite as well as I had hoped that they might. Do as much damage on the ground. Of course, when you can throw the ball up, and they have the talented receivers that they do. I thought the quarterback looked sharp this year. Was throwing the ball with a lot of velocity, and the Atlantic looked good. They did give up some yards, as Chris mentioned, on the ground. Now that was to the quarterback kind of running a little dive fake, and then the quarterback take off, and that wasn't necessarily a traditional running play. It was running quarterback type of thing. So Atlantic's got some things to work on. I'm sure Coach Ross will have their heads grounded. Hopefully, they came off a big victory, but now they're really going on the road for a real stiff test, I'm sure. And Carroll is a good team, and Kemper kind of showed what they're made of too. So I'm gonna go with the Trojans as well, but it's gonna be a tough ball game, and I hope Atlantic emerges victorious.
I think the regulars are probably anxious to play a full game,
right?
Yeah. They were well-rested last week. Everybody likes Atlantic across the board, so that's how we go this week. Hope your picks all work out for you. Hope you get a chance to see your favorite team in action tonight. I want to thank again Ag Business Associates and also the Nishna Valley Credit Union for sponsoring our program. For Matt Mullenix, Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us for Who's Gonna Win? Stick around. High School Football coming up next here on KJAN.